Alaska Power and Telephone broadband internet customers will start to see impacts from a newly installed fiber optic cable this month. The power company took on the multi-million dollar fiber project to expand its internet capacity in the Northern Lynn Canal. AP&T says it's about 1,500 customers in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan will get their first taste of significantly faster internet connections this month.
The road ahead in Southeast Alaska is growing wider.
A promotional video from AP&T tells of the $11 million investment the company made to lay an 86-mile fiber optic cable in the Lynn Canal.
The new Lynn Canal fiber paves the way for dramatically improved broadband speeds and a host of associated benefits to residential and business customers in Haines and Skagway.
Until now, AP&T customers in Haines, Klukwan, and Skagway were connected to the internet through a microwave network. The fiber optic cable exponentially increases internet capacity. Here's AP&T CEO Mike Garrett in the promotional video.
But as we plan to grow our speeds to 10 megabit, 25 megabit, and higher, our microwave network couldn't sustain that kind of growth.
The company's first iteration of faster plans come online this month.
So things are changing pretty dramatically.
Bryant Smith is AP&T's Director of Internet Services. On January 25th, a suite of new broadband internet packages will become available. The current retail packages are limited to 8 megabit download speeds and 200 gigabyte data usage caps. Those are the very top ranges of what's available for most customers. But later this month, the highest download speeds will spike to 25 megabits, and the data limit increases threefold to 600 gigabytes. It's still a lot more restricted and pricey than what residents in Seattle, Anchorage, and Juneau have access to, but it's a significant increase from the current offerings. One reason for the remaining limitations is that AP&T is rolling out these new packages before the fiber optic infrastructure is complete. The company still needs to install the on-the-ground connections that will link to the undersea cable. Right now, homes and businesses are connected to the fiber optic line with older copper wires. Those need to be replaced. Here's AP&T Director of Marketing, Mark McCready.
AP&T is committed over the course of the next year to, in the Upper Lynn Canal area, to I think upwards of $1.5 million to get out there and hang glass in the air in those communities.
Once homes and businesses are more directly connected to fiber optic lines, Smith says internet speeds could increase even further.
A lot of the fiber to the home or fiber to the business work that we're going to be doing is to prepare us to offer those higher speeds. We're really at the limits of what we could do over a copper line. And so, you know, if we're going to be on a path to perhaps offer a 100 meg connection to the internet from people's homes at some point, we've got to have that local build completed. And I think for Haines and Skagway, that local build is maybe going to take, you know, 3 or 4 years to complete.
Smith says introducing faster packages before the fiber web is complete will push the older copper infrastructure to the limit. And he says even once all the glass connections are in the air, some customers may still be limited based on the infrastructure in their homes or the neighborhoods they live in if they're more remote.
You know, so if you've got a dozen people that live 30 miles out the road in Haines, it's not likely that we're going to spend $1 million to make sure that they could get the 25 meg.
On January 25th, current AP&T customers will automatically be shifted to better internet packages based on what they already pay. For example, if you pay $79.95 a month for 1 megabit download speeds with a 40 gigabyte data cap, your plan will change to 10 megabit download speeds with a 150 gig data cap. For full details on the new internet packages, see this story on khns.org. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.